Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. This is the special report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the Mars-Uranus transit in Aries during February and March 2019. Back in April 2017, Uranus entered sidereal Aries. This is the planet of freedom and independence, therefore rebellion and revolution, transiting in the sign of the pioneer. Aries is the preeminent fire sign, therefore egoic, passionate, and independent. Aries wants adventure, seeks challenges, thirsts for new discoveries. Since Uranus is the sign of independence, rebellion, and surprises, it feels right at home in Aries. Uranus spends 7 years transiting in a sign, so it remains in Aries until 2024. A great combination for all adventures, rebels, anti-establishment types. Mars entered Aries on February 5th this year. Mars is the planet that rules Aries. When a planet is in its own sign, it picks up a lot of power. It's the planet of action, aggression, and impatience in the sign of the pioneer, the sign of adventure and discovery. So, this is a pretty dynamic combination, great for making things happen. By transiting in Aries, Mars joins forces with Uranus. Since Mars is in its own sign, this is no ordinary combination. The planet of action and aggression is a combining with the planet of rebellion in the sign of seeking challenges. This is a planetary pattern that can produce intense events, which can be manifested by humans or in the natural world. It is characterized by excitement, volatility, impulsive, risky behavior, leading to uncontrolled, unexpected outcomes. Therefore, the time period when Mars and Uranus are together is not a good one for starting important endeavors. On the other hand, this combination can produce a lot of inspiration and realizations. The exact conjunction is on February 12th at 5 degrees sidereal Aries. As the weeks tick by, Mars will get further away from Uranus, and the energy will lessen somewhat in its intensity. Mars spends about 6 weeks transiting through a sign in the zodiac. On March 22nd, Mars leaves Aries and enters Taurus, whereupon it separates from Uranus, and things calm down a bit, and a new energy pattern emerges. When we consider the effects of a transiting planet on our lives, we have to consult the layout of our own birth chart. Depending on what sign it is transiting in, the planet will be affecting a particular house in your chart, which tells us what area of your life receives the planet's energy. Additionally, we have to take into account which natal planets, if any, are going to be affected by the transiting planet. To illustrate that point, here's one of my favorite example charts, Donald Trump. We can see that for Mr. Trump, this Mars transit, especially the beginning of it, is highly problematic, since Mars is sending a square aspect to his natal Saturn and his natal Venus. Saturn is the structure in your life. Venus, amongst its many meanings, represents your finances. Note that Mars is transiting in the ninth house of Mr. Trump's Leo chart. Amongst its many meanings, the ninth is the house of law. Thus, we have the action planet, plus the planet of surprises, afflicting his house of law and sending an unfriendly aspect to a couple of key natal planets in his 12th house of loss. As soon as Mars entered Aries and initiated this pattern in his chart, leaders of congressional committees, as well as various federal prosecutors, announced investigations into Trump's various organizations and their financial dealings. Now I will go through the zodiac and discuss some of the possibilities of the Mars-Uranus transit for each of the rising sign charts. If you are new to this video blog, be advised that I am a Vedic astrologer, therefore I am using the sidereal zodiac, the one you can see with your naked eyes. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, you have to back up 24 degrees in your tropical zodiac chart to get to the sidereal positions. For Aries rising people, Mars with Uranus is transiting in your first house, where it has a very direct effect on your ego, your body, and your health, and your interactions with everyone. Mars is the do-it planet and likes physical activities. Therefore, it's important to have things to do, an agenda, a hit list. Uranus is independent and disruptive by nature, so there's some danger here. The natural, hasty, impulsive quality of Mars in your ascendant, combined with Uranus, planet of sudden events, brings fast-moving situations, which can result in unintended consequences, including sudden combat. This is not a good transit for cooperating with others, especially if they have different ways of doing things compared to you. Neither Mars nor Uranus are interested in compromise. Any challenge from somebody else will quickly escalate and get out of control. If you are Taurus rising, the Mars in Aries transit will affect your 12th house. This is not a favorable situation. Mars is the planet of combat. The 12th house is hidden actions. The classic interpretation is attack from a hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Now, add in the energy of Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events, and we can see that this can really become problematic. On another level, since the 12th is the house of the subconscious, it could just produce a lot of inner conflict. Or, in a more benign manifestation, this is also the planet of action in the house of humanitarian deeds, and since Uranus stands for rebels, it also signifies refugees. So, you could be on a mission to go save someone or something. Gemini rising people are experiencing Mars and Uranus transiting through their 11th house. Since Mars has a high desire nature, and the 11th house is the house of ambitions and goals, this works out to your benefit. Best to have something you want to accomplish. With Uranus added in, the potential is for some kind of unconventional goal. This sector of the chart also represents your friends and associates. Mars is the planet of brothers and comrades. Uranus indicates unexpected events with uncontrollable outcomes. So, careful that you don't team up with someone for a crazy adventure that puts you in a difficult situation. For Cancer rising charts, Mars and Uranus are transiting in your 10th house of public deeds, career, and professional activities. This is a favorable transit for moving forward in your career, for initiating a new project in your business. Uranus adds in the element of the unexpected, which could be good or bad. But in this position, Mars would do better if it's a project that you do yourself, and for which you get the credit. Mars wants honor and recognition. Also, since the 10th is the house of your superior, you have to watch out for coming into conflict with your boss. Uranus is the planet of inspiration and realization, so could be you come up with a significant new idea. Mars and Uranus are in the 9th house for Leo rising charts. The 9th house is long-distance travel. The planet of action suggests it's time to take a journey. Uranus indicates this may be a sudden decision. Actions with Father and or with your guru are also promoted. Proactive Mars transiting in this part of your chart stimulates promoting your belief. You feel prompted to get out and do some proselytizing, but you have to be careful. Mars in the ninth house can get too enthusiastic about identifying with your beliefs. Uranus brings in a rebellious quality. The result is that you come into conflict with others' beliefs and descend into argument. Virgo rising people have Mars and Uranus transiting in their eighth house. This transit can have various effects. It's the planet of action in the house of partners' wealth and finances with others. So, could be something happening in that area, and with Uranus added in, the event will be unexpected. These two planets together indicate accidents, and this is the house of big changes. Be on your guard for any risky behavior. There could be consequences. On another level, the eighth is the house of secret activities. Uranus is the planet of the unconventional, and since Mars is a natural malefic planet, be careful you don't get tempted to do something sinful or even illegal, resulting in scandal and humiliation. If you are Libra rising, the planet of action will be affecting your seventh house of partnership, making this a time for engaging in activities with your partner. But the seventh house is also the direct opponent, and since Mars is the planet of conflict, this transit can manifest as some sort of contest, or worse, a fight. Once again, Uranus adds in its quality of suddenness and the unexpected, which makes it more likely that the situation is a surprising development. From the seventh house position, Mars and Uranus are directly opposed to your first house of the body, and therefore can pose a physical threat. Sometimes this manifests as an accident. The seventh house is also distant places. You could be making a sudden trip somewhere, to someplace unusual. For Scorpio rising people, Mars and Uranus are transiting in your sixth house. Because Mars is the planet of battle and victory, and the sixth house is problems and struggle, this transit is actually considered good for overcoming the difficulty and fighting off the enemy. Unfortunately, it also gives you the problem in the first place, and with Uranus, it is something you weren't expecting. The sixth is the house of health. Mars is the planet of accidents, infections, inflammations. Uranus is sudden onset. Be on guard for a sudden health issue. The planet of conflict in the sixth house of employment manifests as potential problems in your job or with employees or coworkers. Uranus indicates it's something disruptive. Mars and Uranus are transiting in the fifth house for your Sagittarius rising charts. It's the planet of desire and effort in your house of romance. This is a very proactive transit, prompting you to pursue that person you've had your eye on. Mars demands physical satisfaction. This is not going to be a platonic affair. Uranus adds in the potential for sudden developments. That could be infatuation. The fifth house is also creativity. If you are an artist, this transit encourages a new creative project. Uranus adds inspiration. If you are involved in sports or games, this transit energizes you to participate and to win. If you have a child, the Mars-Uranus combination can manifest as your kid getting into some sudden exciting actions. If you are a Capricorn rising, Mars and Uranus are affecting your fourth house. The planet of action in the house of home life gives energy to do projects in your home. Uranus provides inspiration. So build that shelf system you've been thinking about or plant the new garden. But generally, home life is not an appropriate position for the planet of combat. Relations with others in your household tend to get testy, especially if anyone offers any resistance to your projects. The influence of Uranus ensures that things will flare up suddenly and get out of control. Relations with mother can similarly be touch and go. She seems okay, but then something you said or did triggers her, and it all goes to hell. Aquarius rising people get Mars and Uranus transiting in their third house. since this is the House of Efforts and Initiative, and Mars itself is all about making things happen, this transit is considered favorable for starting a new project. Mars is proactive and wants fast results, therefore best to have an agenda of things to do. But with Uranus here as well, it means the project or effort will likely be the product of impatience and could be disruptive to another signification of the third house, the neighborhood. Therefore, best to check in with those nearby before you get going on your new project. For Pisces rising charts, Mars is affecting your second house. This transit is good for actions regarding your finances and material possessions, but with Uranus adding the element of sudden events, you have to be careful of sudden impulsive expenditures. Mars is already hasty and impulsive, and its natural desire nature in your second house of possessions impels you to run out and make more purchases. Also be aware that Mars in the second house of speech engenders harsh speech, especially when challenged. Uranus, the planet of disruption, can make your outburst painful for others. As we might expect, having the planet of combat in the house of the family is not conducive to harmonious relations with family members. So again, this is a strong, proactive Mars energy for 6 weeks, powered up by the planet of surprises, Uranus. Everyone is influenced by it. By being aware of what part of your life it affects, you can make use of it in a positive manner, and also stay conscious and be prepared for some of the downsides. And now, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. I'm not just yakking in front of a camera. You can show your appreciation for what this YouTube channel does for you by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks. And until next week.